All right, joining me on the Talk More podcast today is comedian Taylor Williamson. What's up, dude?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I have to tell you, I'm a little thrown off because to my left is my computer screen here, and you are directly in front of me. And on my computer screen is a photo of you in your tidy whities with Heidi Klum.
Yes.
This is pinned to the top of your Twitter account.
And you're looking at it.
I know it's right there. I can't avoid it. It's right there in my face. But this got me thinking that this is probably like a prized photo of yours because it's pinned to the top. Like it's the first thing you want people to see when they look for you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch your season of America's Got Talent. I apologize.
You're not a mom?
I'm not a mom.
Yeah.
No.
I tell you, so, you can tell if someone's a mom if they watched it or not.
Oh, it's a mom show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Respectfully, a mom.
Of course. Of course.
Shout out to moms.
My sister watches it. She's a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me the background on this story of why you're in your underwear on a bed with Heidi Klum.
I saw Heidi Klum in a bedroom and I took off my clothes and then I asked a person to take a picture.
Smart move.
Yeah.
That was bold.
Yeah. Why not?
She seems into it.
She's cool. She said, take off all of it. And I was like, I don't know what to do right now.
I'm going to examine this photo a little bit more.
People think it's fake, by the way.
No, that's so real. She even has a shirt that says, I love Taylor.
Right?
She looks like she's about to give you a massage in this photo.
Yeah, she's very nice to me. So on America's Got Talent, she was a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And we liked each other.
She's a big fan of yours.
Yeah. And then she was like the third round, she was found me to be inappropriate for children. So if you go to taylorwilliamson.com, you can see my whole journey. I post all the clips. But in like the first live show, she said, you're not appropriate for children. Like, I would never take my kids to see you. And then it caused the crowd to go, ooh, you know? So that's good though. On these shows you want, I was like sad and I felt horrible because I'm just like on live television for the first time. And
he's like, you're a bad influence on children.
Yeah, I just imagine all these like parents covering their kids' eyes and ears. I didn't even say anything. I don't know. So
do you remember what was one of the jokes or one of like?
I said.
Are you talking about blowjobs or something?
Oh, we can. Oh, it's a podcast. Huh?
Yeah, we can say whatever we want.
I didn't say blowjobs. I had a joke where it has to be this one because I really am not vulgar. Like I say horrible things, but I'm not like vulgar. You know, I'm a bad person.
Oh well, clearly.
Yeah. Thank you. You understand. But then I had a joke where I said. I'm sharing the joke with you. So the joke I say, it's great to be in New York. Here are a few things I learned through my experiences in New York City. First, I learned pretty girls on subways don't enjoy talking to really talented up-and-coming comedians. When you're done using a condom, you're supposed to tie it in a knot and throw it on the sidewalk.
That was it. That was the one.
but they made me change the word to prophylactic, which is not a funny word and no one knows what it means. So the joke didn't even work.
Like, but you couldn't say condom on America's Got Talent?
You know what's funny? I did Last Comic Standing. I repeated the same joke 3 years later on the same.
Well, whatever. Hey, that's what comedians do. They use the material that works.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm on a competition. I'm like, am I not going to... I want to get far on this show.
Yeah.
No one knows that I was on Last Comic Standing. For my own integrity, am I not going to repeat a joke on the biggest show in the world? I was like, you know what? If any comic or any lame-o on Twitter... sees it, I'm like, you're the loser, not me. I'm on TV.
Yeah,
know?
You're the don't hate.
I start crying. I'm not the loser. You're the loser. So she found me inappropriate, and then the next round, I came back and did a whole bunch of like child friendly jokes for her, but it was all like, I went to the zoo, saw a camel, had really tiny humps. Hope she has a nice personality, right? Yeah. You know? So it's a bunch of like
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, and then she loved me, and then we fell in love, and then
you guys have any kids together now?
I wish.
Right?
I would have married her.
She's pretty amazing.
She's older than me. She has like 4 kids. That's a lot, you know? But like,
I think 1 kid's a lot.
I agree. But then like Heidi Klum, like you figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
But she's now engaged to a guy from a famous like rock band. So
is she? She's doing all right for herself.
Yeah, that was my shot. I blew it.
You did. Well, you know what? She looks like she's ready to take off her shirt in this photo. And you just look scared.
She kept the shirt. It says, I love Taylor. She kept it.
She probably sleeps in it.
She might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe she has this secret thing from you that she can't tell her husband about, like that she's still got feelings for you. I bet you that's what's going on.
I think you're right. I'm not going to argue with that. Why would I argue with that?
You?
You're correct. I trust you.
I was.
I respect you.
Thank you. We just met each other and you already trust and respect me.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a vibe, don't we?
Who doesn't?
This is good. I was cyber stalking you as I do typically when I have a guest coming in studio. And the overwhelming consensus that I discovered from all the little things I read about you is that people just really like you.
Where did you see that? You haven't looked at my YouTube comments. I have exclusively the meanest.
Who reads YouTube comments? Don't read the trolls. I'm talking about like the people you've worked with, like the celebrities like Howard Stern and Heidi Klum and, you know, other fellow comedians. People seem to, you're just a likable guy. And I found that interesting because the name of your book is.
Oh, I have a comedy special called Please Like Me.
Please Like Me.
Yeah.
I thought you had a book. I'm sorry.
No, see, I should write a book, though.
I got my facts wrong.
You're doing great. No, I had my comedy special. It's a book if you watch it with subtitles.
Okay, see? Yeah. I had it right. Okay,
no, you're doing great.
Thank you.
No, yeah, I'm happy to be here. Yeah, I don't know. That's very nice of you to tell people that.
I just want to encourage you that people do like you, man.
Yeah, oh, my God. Now I feel like you're, like, worried for me.
I'm a little bit worried.
I'm a little tired. I may seem depressed. I'm in a good mood, though, but I'm just exhausted.
Why are you so tired? Were you up late with Heidi Klum?
I can't talk about that, but
we'll make up something.
No, I mean, I woke up 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Did you just get to town?
No, I was sleeping, though.
Okay. I've been up since 3:30, so I have no sympathy for you.
I see that. That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you do that every day?
Every day that I decide to come to work.
And this is your whole life. What time do you go to sleep at?
I try to go to sleep at 8:30 or 9, and then usually ends up being 10.
And then, like, on Saturday, what do you do?
So my dog doesn't know that Saturday is Saturday. So she wakes me up by 6 a.m. because she's like, hey, I normally eat at 4:30. What the hell? So I get up at 6 a.m. and I feed her. And then I try and go back to sleep. But, yeah. You know, I say 3:30. That's when my first alarm goes off. I get out of bed at like 4:15 and then I rush and get completely ready for work in 9 minutes.
Yeah,
and then I come to work. But I'm not complaining about it. Like, it's my job. It's my life. Yeah. I also get to leave, and I usually am home by 1 p.m. on the flip side.
Yeah.
So my 8 hours is just earlier, and then I have some work to do at night for the next day. So it's weird. I will tell you this. Going to bed at 8:30, I can't wrap my head around it. I feel like a toddler, you know? Like, when I was a kid, my mom, my bedtime was 8:30. Right. And I was like, no, it's not even dark out, Mom. And now I'm like, oh, it's almost 8. I should probably get my pajamas on. And it feels so weird because I didn't used to be this disciplined.
Yeah.
Now, why are we talking about me?
No, it's interesting.
This isn't the DK podcast. I'm supposed to be talking about you.
No, I like it.
Okay, well, I'll continue.
Do you take a nap?
No. Well, if I do, I ruin my night's sleep. Sometimes I do, though. If I'm, like, exhausted and I have stuff to get done, I'll try and get, like, an hour nap in. But then, like clockwork, I try to go to bed at 8:30 and I'm, like, wide awake because I took a nap. So it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'll take it over working 9 to 5.
I hear you. My, all these people listening, they're like, what's wrong with 9 to 5?
Yeah, no, nothing. Sorry.
I respect you. I just don't want to be you ever. I'm talking to them, you know?
Go ahead. Keep going.
I try to wake up at noon every day, but I have trouble sleeping past 9:30 now. I'm getting old.
So your goal is to sleep till noon?
No, you know, since I did. My dream schedule is 4 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Oh, so you want my schedule?
No, no, no. I want to sleep from 4 a.m.
Oh, sleep schedule. Yeah. So you want to sleep while I'm working.
Yeah, yeah, got yeah. It. That's specifically why.
So
I
you're
want
a night
schedule.
Owl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you like doing up late at night? Like, what's your routine?
I don't have a proper routine. Like, I'm a comedian, you know?
Do a lot of cocaine?
I don't do a lot of cocaine. I was just offered cocaine twice recently. I
wanted really?
To stay with this girl, and then and she's like, you want cocaine? I was like, no. And then she kind of apologized. She's like, yeah, it was someone's birthday. It was kind of like I'm not like that. And then I'm like, I'm trying to be like, I have a lot of deal breakers myself. So I'm like, all right, this is a pretty, she's cool girl. She's a beautiful, cool girl. Happens to do cocaine, which is, I've never done any of this stuff. So I'm very like, but I'm trying to be more open to like, I mean, I have like 50 deal breakers. I imagine someone looks at me like, oh, he's got that. So I'm like, I need to be more fair to other people. It's just cocaine one time. So she says it's just a thing that she did it for someone's special occasion. I'm like, all right, whatever. And everyone was doing it. So it wasn't like in her pocket. Like, so I'm like, whatever. And then we hung out another time and I was like, hey, where did she go? And her friend's like, oh, she's probably doing cocaine.
She snowed you over. No pun intended.
Is that what they call it?
No. So I didn't realize I was making a pun until I said it. Snowing you over is like, oh, she pulled a fast one. She lied to you.
Funny, but it's the cocaine.
So when I said snowed, I realized that was
that was
bad.
Perfect. That should be the name of your podcast, Snowing You Over.
That's true. When I was trying to come up with a name for the podcast, the only reason I started doing it like a podcast is because listeners would text in and say, hey, I wish you talked more on the show, but we have this, you know, schedule. I can only talk certain times. So I was like, oh, I'll call my podcast Talk More. And then I realized I kept joking around about how unprofessional this podcast is because I never really have any direction. I'm like, maybe I should just call it the Unprofessional Podcast. But snowing you over.
I pointed at me and got really aggressive.
You got scared.
And I got startled.
You did. You just jumped in here. Sorry. Yeah. I got really excited. When I get excited, I like get animated. Let's backtrack, though. I want to talk more about you. We keep talking about me.
Are you on cocaine right now?
No one's interested. No, I should be, though. I've never done cocaine.
Me neither. I haven't. Call in. Has anyone done cocaine? Call in 1-800.
Or message us on, what's your Twitter?
Just message me on Twitter.
Or tweet at us.
I'm at Taylor Common. If you've done cocaine, please tweet me.
Yes, tell us all about your cocaine experiences. I'm at DK Alt 1053.
Yeah.
This is a podcast, so they could call right now, but no one would answer.
That was my joke.
God damn it. I ruined your joke.
The joke is that they can't call in. I mean, they could, but no one would answer. They could just call it. They don't hear us saying call in, though. That's a problem.
Call in right now. Just wait till we pick up. Be a few days.
Oh, I like that. People like to listen to it 3 years later.
800-696-1053.
Could I call it right now?
Yeah.
And it would go to you?
It would go right here.
I want to try, but I feel like it would be the worst radio.
No,
ever.
Go for it. This is a podcast. We can do whatever we want.
I can
I'll break it down.
Wait, what's the number?
1-800.
We're doing this. 1-800.
696.
696.
1053.
In San Diego, the big station's 1053 also.
That's Rock 105.
Yeah.
Oh, look, someone's calling. Oh, 105.3, it's DK. What can I do for you?
Hey, I've done cocaine.
Cool story, bro.
Thanks, lady.
Wait, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Taylor from San Diego.
Are you on cocaine right now?
Yeah.
Sweet. Can you bring some to the studio?
I'm in the studio, but I ate it all.
Way to ruin my joke.
No, I don't have any cocaine. Okay, bye.
See you later. That was really fun.
I think that was worth it.
Yeah, because we got like the whole echo experience.
Yeah.
We proved how stupid I am on air. Yeah. This is going fantastic. What I did want to ask you is, did you go to the same high school as Tiger Woods?
Is he from San Diego?
I thought he was.
I don't think
Well, no, you know, whenever I hear of Torrey Pines, I think of Tiger Woods.
Torrey Pines Golf Course.
There's a fact about him that involves Torrey Pines. Maybe that's the course that he's won the most on, or maybe that's where he learned to play. But there's something about Tiger Woods and Torrey Pines. So when I was, you know, cyber stalking you and I saw that you went to Torrey Pines High School, I was like, oh.
Tiger Woods, Torrey Pines. Yeah, there's something I should know about this.
Clearly, I wasn't prepared.
How many is Tiger Woods? I don't know. He loves Torrey Pines. Maybe he trained there or played there.
Maybe that's it.
There's a famous golf course. I don't really know. I'm not a golf man. I just went to Topgolf. Have you heard of this place?
Yes. Where did you go? What city?
In Huntsville, Alabama. Yeah. It's like San Francisco, kind of.
Just like it.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But they don't get offended when you're racist down there.
No, like, they don't, do they?
They love it. Like, you just say racist things. Like, that's the thing about San Francisco that I don't like. I don't get all, I don't want to talk trash about this city. But when you're horribly racist, everyone gets mad at you here.
It's like they can't take a joke.
No, but I'm not joking. But when I walk down the street, though, I just say, yeah, racist things. They're like, who are you? Get out of here. But Huntsville, when you do it, they're just like, hey, have a, you want a sandwich?
They're like, tell me more. They're like, we're like one in the same.
But I never even heard of Topgolf. And then my friend's like, meet me at Topgolf. I'm like, what? And it's a thing. Then apparently it's the biggest thing in the world. You have them here?
Not yet. So they're building one, I think, somewhere up the peninsula here. You're not from the Bay Area. So we're in the city. The peninsula is the little peninsula of land that goes down to San Jose. Yeah. So they're building one on the peninsula, and I think they're also building one in San Jose, which is, I mean, I live in San Jose, so it's all,
oh, look at you.
Even though it's 50 miles away, it's still close. But yeah, no, it's cool. I lived in Vegas for a while, and there's one there, which is right off the strip. It's just like fun drinking golf without having to ride a course around 18 holes, and you've like got targets. You know, you win. I don't have to explain it to you.
But people, the listeners need to know.
Yeah. How did you do? Did you enjoy it?
I hit a golf ball for the first time in probably 20 years.
How'd that go?
I hit them all. I missed one.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I felt I did a good job. I'm not the most athletic person.
Could have fooled me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're mocking me. I'm hurt if you're mocking me.
I'm just being sarcastic.
So you are mocking me. So essentially, yeah, yes, I am. It's not
We were so getting along, and I feel like I just ruined it.
My strength. We have different strengths. My strength is my face and my personality.
You do have a very handsome face.
Really?
Yes, that's not sarcasm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean it.
I'm an 8. Did you know that?
I would have said 8.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not going to argue with that.
Good.
But I feel like I like being an 8 because you can say I'm an 8 and people are like, all right. Yeah. But if you're like, I'm a 10, people are like, fuck you, man.
Right.
Like, it's a podcast. I'm going to curse, you know?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
But you know what I mean? Like, 8s can talk about how handsome they are all day.
That's a solid point.
Yeah, I like it. I'm happy. Like, I don't know what I would do if, like, I could be, like, if I could restart my life but look like Brad Pitt or something. I don't think I could deal with it.
People wouldn't find you as funny.
Well, they on there's two sides to it. On I don't think you would become funny because comedy is, like, it's, like, a acquired trait, I think. It mixed with some DNA, probably, but, like, you get it from, like, I got picked on when I was a child. Hard to believe.
You develop the skills based on your experience.
Right, yeah. And, like, I don't think Brad Pitt had, like, the deal, like, oh, I should be funny so people don't hurt me. I'm going to make jokes before, I make fun of myself before they can, you know?
He just flashes that smile. And
yeah. There's no, like, oh, maybe girls think, like, a guy who's funny, so I'm going to be funny to them. He's just like, what?
He just flexes.
I don't know what he does. Yeah. Yeah, for real. So, anyways.
Well, I you joke about it, but yeah, you're a handsome guy. You've got kind eyes. You've got a nice smile, straight teeth.
Hey, you're not so bad yourself.
This is going really well.
Wait, how you doing?
How you doing?
San Jose, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's not too far from here. What are you doing after your show?
I'm going back to sleep.
Okay, me too.
Hey, we could.
We didn't mention it. Oh, so I totally failed because I mentioned that you're on the podcast when I opened up the podcast. But the whole point was to say that you're going to be at Punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Up here in the city tonight, which is July 19th, and tomorrow, which is July 20th. So if you're listening to this on July 21st, go to Taylor's website, which is taylorwilliamson.com.
Yeah, and at Taylor Comedy on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect. You can find out where he's coming up soon.
MySpace.
Oh, you're still on MySpace.
I think they deleted all of it, didn't they?
God, I hope so.
I had all these messages that, like, did you ever go back in your MySpace messages from, like, 2005 and just see what you were doing? It's crazy. But it's gone now, I think.
MySpace was worse for my self-esteem than any social media today.
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like, because it was the beginning of it, and I hadn't quite accepted or understood how, I mean, now I'm kind of immune to it. Like, I use it for what it's for. But in MySpace days, I mean, I was working at a bar. I was bartending, and there were all these different social circles on MySpace. And I remember, like, there was this group of cool kids that were all friends and commenting on each other. And, like, but I was friends with them, but, like, I felt like an outsider, and it was bad for my self-esteem. Now, I don't think of social media that way, but I think it's because it was the first one that it really, like, had that impact on me.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, the top eight and all that stuff. And so you took someone out, and they get mad at you, and it's all a nightmare.
Do you remember who was in your top eight?
That Tom guy. I don't know. I remember when I had it in high school. I don't remember who. I have no idea who was, like, in my top people in high school. But I remember, like, later on, like, I had, like, Zach Galifianakis in there.
Oh, you were MySpace friends with him?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Like, looking back, like, yeah, these people had to add you back. It was, like, it was just, like, a personal Facebook page, essentially. Yeah. It wasn't, like, fandom.
It wasn't, like, following. It was, like, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it became that eventually. Like, you could have a music page. And if you had a MySpace music page, then that's how people could follow you. I think that was the rule.
But it's been a while. Did you pin a song to your page?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember.
I remember. Yeah, it's the one thing I do remember is that you could pick a song. You could change your song daily. And I was like, I liked that. But boy, have we come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah, that guy, you ever see that? What's that guy? Does he live up here, Tom?
He now travels the world taking photos on his journeys and just lives his life and enjoys his money.
I followed him on Instagram for a bit because he has all these photography things. Did you follow him on Instagram?
I did, and then I stopped because I got bored with his photos.
So I stopped because I was matched with, like, a pretty girl on Bumble or did some dating app, and then it'd be, like, followed by Tom, and I'm like, I don't, this is weird, you know? He's just, like, he's probably dates pretty ladies.
What? I thought he was married. I don't know. I haven't done my homework on Tom in a minute.
I don't know, but he did great. He cashed out. He's not destroying the world.
Got the hell out of it.
Mark Zuckerberg's a billionaire who's ruining the world, you know? So.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But this took kind of a dark turn, didn't it?
I don't think are there any good billionaires? Like, it's not like even like a, like, you can't, you have to do bad things.
Do you? Like, you think Bill Gates is a bad guy?
No, he seems great.
He donates so much to charity.
My friend works for his Bill and Melinda Gates. It's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And then the other guy, who's the guy in Omaha? Buffett,
Warren Buffett.
He seems cool. He goes to Dairy Queen a lot.
Yeah, like, he lives in the same little old house he's lived in forever, still has a flip phone. He seems like the real deal, man.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, so I did a story today on the show.
Seems like a good guy. I'm trying to sell tickets in Huntsville, Alabama.
We're in the Bay Area.
I'm a huge Trump fan.
Yeah, go see Taylor Williamson tonight.
Andrew from the Punchline. What are you doing?
You're going to wear your red MAGA hat?
Oh, my God. Do I have to say I'm kidding now?
I think we get it.
I don't know.
Or just roll with it and see what happens tonight at Punchline.
You know what I'm thinking about? If my career, like, it's really bad, my backup plan is just to become, like, an alt-right comedian. Because these people, they support you. Like, do you ever watch, like, Mike Huckabee's talk show?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, Mike Huckabee?
I know who you're talking about, but no, I've never seen it.
He's that, like, trash man governor guy?
Yeah. I don't. Do you watch it?
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I haven't watched a full episode. I don't have the Trinity Broadcasting Network, but I watch clips on YouTube. He does, like, a weekend update type thing.
Uh-huh.
And then he has comedians come on, and he plays like bass guitar. He plays guitar, and like some guy from Korn is like a born again Christian. And he's like a Huckabee guy. The world's crazy. And remember Korn?
Yeah,
the
guy, of course.
The guy from Korn is like, anyway. So playing with like Huckabee, but comedians come on this show, and they're so bad, like objectively bad. Like there's like, I get to decide good or bad, so it's bad. So then, but the crowd is all these old white people. They laugh because they're like, I agree with you. Ha 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 ha.
They're loyal.
They're
to
just
a fault.
But they're like, there's no joke. The worst jokes ever. But they're just like, we agree because you're saying things we agree.
They're like robots.
Yeah. So I feel like I could pander. If I could sell 300 tickets per city around America and just talk about how dumb liberals are and they all are, you know, equality is equality, yeah. You know, like that's one of my punchlines, my catchphrase. and then I'll have these fans and I'll have a great career.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good backup plan.
It's my backup plan right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, you always want to have a backup plan, especially in 2019. You never know.
You never know. And like get a little Patreon and then be like, the liberals are trying to shut me down. Come to my, Kirk Cameron's movies are very successful.
An audience for it.
He has a whole movie on the war on Christmas. I watched a trailer the other day. Like, I'm like, what? There's no war on, no one's warring.
I didn't know we were warring against Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but it's the whole thing that some people in the world have made up, you know?
Yeah.
He made a whole movie of it and he makes millions of dollars and these true people bring their religious groups, it's great.
There's a lot of money in hatred.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I would advise you to stick with what you're doing because I think you've been pretty successful thus far and you've got a good fan base. So I don't think you need to jump to the alt-right just yet.
I appreciate you saying that, but can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please.
You seem like really wonderful, but I'm kind of worried that you're telling me not to do this so you can jump in and take my idea. Because you're like, don't do that. No, yeah, you're better than that. Then you're going to be on some like websites and like registering altrightcomedian.org or something.
It only took you 24 minutes to have me completely figured out. I'm pretty impressed.
I regret half of the things I've said in this interview. Can I be honest?
Really? Like,
do people understand I'm being ridiculous?
Yeah, we're good. You don't have to explain it.
I said horrible things.
But it's funny.
I don't know. Listen, everybody.
We all know you're not racist.
If you're not racist, come see me at the Punchline Comedy Club. And if you don't come, that means you are racist.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good way to sell
Don't
tickets,
be a racist.
Right?
Go see Taylor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That should be your slogan.
Don't make America great again. Can that be a slogan?
Yes.
Like, is that how you protest?
America's already great.
No, I like don't make America great again.
Okay. D-M-A-G-A.
Yeah, why
Wait,
not?
D-MAGA.
Yeah.
That was probably the dumbest thing I've ever said.
But it's like a penis above the MAGA.
I like that. See, you and I should go into business together.
I'm down. If you do all the work, I'm down.
I mean, I always do. Story of my life.
Okay.
Well, this has absolutely been a blast. I know everyone doesn't think you're racist. Everyone's going to come see your show tonight at Punchline and tomorrow, July 20th, which
really?
Is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. I talked about that on the show today.
Mazel tov.
So you should really bring that into your show tomorrow night because it's a big deal.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, Neil
Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin,
say Neil
some
Simon.
Other guy whose name I forget.
Yeah, the poor third guy.
The poor third guy that no one talks about. I think it's Michael something. Sorry, dude. No, I would remember. It was
Michael Douglas?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Was it him?
It was Michael Douglas that went to the moon 50
wow.
years ago.
Wow.
All right, man.
Oh, I have to go.
I have to go, too. No, I said it first.
Thank you for having me. You're lovely.
All right, you are too. Go see Taylor tonight, Punchline Comedy Club.
Bye.